Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pop Culture University, where we talk about what's going on in pop culture and see what we can learn from it and what life lessons we can take from these celebrities. I am Patty, your host. You may know me from TikTok or Instagram or YouTube at Patty Pop Culture. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I feel like every day this week I've pissed someone off on TikTok. So if I, for some reason, say something that you don't agree with or hurts your feelings or you don't share the same opinion, you don't have to listen to this podcast or follow me. You can simply just click off. The lessons for today are all hot topics that have been going on this week. First off, we're going to be talking about Drake and his plastic surgery rumors, the fact that he may have gotten lipo and may have even gotten a BBL. And then we're going to talk about why Kim Kardashian unfollowed her boyfriend Pete's best friend Miley Cyrus on Instagram. What the hell is going on with that? We're going to run through a little Pete and Kim update as well. And then lastly, we're going to talk about how Khloe Kardashian is doing after it was revealed that Tristan is having a baby with another girl that he conceived while he was still dating Khloe. So before we start, if you could please rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts, give it a 5-star, and on Spotify. Follow it on Spotify. Leave a little review on Apple Podcasts if you would like. Take your seats. It is time for Pop Culture University. I'm too sexy for this chain. Too sexy for your game. Too sexy for this fame. Yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap. Too sexy for that cap. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. That's fine. Okay, okay. Feeling too sexy to accept requests. Way too sexy. And I'm way too sexy to go unprotected. Way too sexy. And she popped a Tesla, now she gonna let you. Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay, think we got too sexy for that metro housing. Mr. Way Too Sexy Drake is apparently that way because he has gotten a considerable amount of plastic surgery done, or at least that is the rumor on the streets. So let me break it down for you. Drake kind of went away for a bit on social media, wasn't posting any close-up photo of his body or anything like that. And then yesterday, photos of him were put on his Instagram of him on vacation with his friends in Mexico. He is noticeably a lot thinner in the midway section, and people are saying that he got lipo and may have even taken some of that fat and put it in his ass and got a BBL. Literally 7 billion tweets going on about this topic right now. Not so much has a man's body been discussed since Justin Bieber's nudes leaked, but literally everyone on Twitter is saying, oh, Drake has the BBL abdomen. Drake pops out with new lipo every 6 months. Drake just jumped off the operating table and flew to Mexico because he couldn't wait to flaunt it. I know that's right. Those tweets obviously got my attention, so I did a little bit of snooping onto his Instagram to see what I felt about his stomach. In his photos, he's literally showing off everything. Drake is an Instagram baddie, if we didn't already know. That's completely his brand. He's on the beach with his friend, showing off his muscular back. He's walking towards the camera, showing off his tight stomach and his toned abs. He's leaning on a workout machine, showing off his biceps and his chest and everything. Like, Drake is really putting himself on display as if he's his own stage mom right now. And he's kind of doing that giddy thing that people do, like, right after they get plastic surgery. They take like a million photos and want to like seek revenge on people or something and show off, you know, their revenge body and get the tightest outfits. He's kind of seemingly going through that right now, where he just wants all eyes to be on him, clearly in the mood to show off. So, you know, I respected him. I went and looked. I think that's what he wanted me to do. So I zoomed in on his photos. I hit his pics with the zoom. And when I looked at his stomach in the pictures, it did look a little unnatural and a little different than it did a few months ago. I feel like when you get lipo, your skin needs a second to retract because all that fat was just pulled out of your stomach. And if you don't get any skin removed, your skin is just going to need a second to get back to normal. And there's definitely, when celebrities get lipo, there's like a lipo look that they have to their stomach that I feel like I'm really good at spotting now after doing this whole pop culture thing. It's kind of a little obvious when people get plastic surgery like that, and it kind of sucks now that I have this good eye for it, because it makes me not want to get any plastic surgery because I feel like people are going to notice. It's a blessing and a curse. And Drake, I see you out there with your lipo stomach. To me, to my professionally, you know, trained eyes, it does seem like he has lipo done. However, I feel like Drake is one of those celebrities who would never admit it, even if they did have lipo done, because he wants a whole like mysterious like aura around him. He wants that like, I'm like this alpha male bad bitch, like, this is my body, you know, I did this. And according to his Instagram caption and sources close to him, he said that it was just hard work and it was not any sign of lipo. They basically said haters will say it's fake. He just said it's hard work. And I guess if he did
lose weight fast, like I said, with his whole stomach like not being retracted yet, like it doesn't look quite natural. If he did lose weight fast, he could have just lost weight a little too quickly for his skin to retract in time, and that's why it could be having that not supernatural look. It might just take some time, because people are saying that he at least did have a dramatic weight loss, even if he didn't get lipo. So that's maybe what is going on. I'm definitely familiar with having like not super tight skin, because I've like gained and lost weight in my life. So I just know what that whole thing is about. You definitely have to wait a second. I think doctors actually say it takes like 2 years for your skin to like fully retract after you lose like 30 or 40 pounds or something. He definitely didn't lose that much, but like, you get what I'm saying? It's going to take a little bit of time. So I'm not fully convinced he got lipo, but I'm not going to say he didn't. If I had to guess, I would put my money on the fact that he did. On the other hand, though, if I could see one male celebrity getting a BBL, it would be Drake. And if he didn't already, I'm patiently waiting for that day, because I could definitely see that in the future. I did go and look at photos of his butt, you know, as I do, as I have saved on my camera roll. I went to go look at the photos of Drake's ass that I have saved on my camera roll from over the years and compared it with his ass today. And I'm going to say it's pretty obvious that he did not get a BBL. He doesn't, I mean, talking about obvious plastic surgery, that is the single most obvious plastic surgery. So I definitely don't think he got that. And I think we can all agree that he did not get a BBL, unfortunately. But, you know, I'm sure he will in the future when he's 60 like Madonna and, you know, needs his parts changed and some rejuvenation. I could see him doing that. However, this is actually the third time he's been accused of sucking fat from his abdomen. And even other rappers have said that he has had it or insinuated it. They obviously don't have proof or anything like that. One rapper from Love & Hip Hop actually made a song that was a whole diss track against Drake. And he, in the song, he refers to his sculpted body, which is basically him calling him out for having work done on his body, getting liposuction and like getting his abs etched and things like that. Yeah, also about his abs do look very etched. They don't have that natural, just, I worked them out and they're coming through my natural skin kind of look. So that's another reason why I feel like he got lipo. Other rappers are always out here trying to spill Drake's literal biggest secrets. So maybe him getting plastic surgery is one of them. Anyway, now all of this just adds to the rumor that anytime Drake is fat, he just calls up his plastic surgeon and gets his fat removed from his stomach. Which honestly, people might say that's not sustainable. Everyone says you gain the weight back after lipo, but not to be fat phobic, but if I had the money that Drake had, I would call my plastic surgeon, have them on speed dial. I'd call them more than I call my grandma. So me and her are really not that close. I call her like once a year. So I can't blame Drake for what he's doing. However, on the other hand, maybe Drake, just like the rest of us, actually just his weight fluctuates. And since he's constantly losing and gaining weight, that's why he has that little bit of an unnatural look. To be honest, I lose and gain the same 5 pounds every other month. That could be another possibility. I looked up what plastic surgeons were saying about this, and they were not able to really give us a clear answer to as if Drake did have any lipo done. They said if they could examine him in person, they could probably tell, but they really can't give us anything over photos online. One of them said, I think it's a strong possibility that he worked really hard and had some weight loss. He's really toned. Look at his body. They're very developed. But on the other hand, it's also possible he had some work done. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm standing on it. Anyway, if he did or didn't, I don't think we'll know anytime soon. I think he'll take that to the grave with him. But either way, if he did or he didn't, he looks good. So we should not be bashing on him. If someone wants to do something that they want to do to make themselves feel better and look good, why are we talking about it in a negative way? I think it's healthy just to like kind of chat about it. But I don't like when people are saying like, oh, that's embarrassing for him, or making jokes about him getting lipo every 6 months. I think he looks good and I'm happy for him. And I like that he's posting photos of it. It's cute. I like that he's giddy and things like that. He really said, if I'm spending $20,000 on my stomach, you guys are going to see it. And he probably brought his friends on vacation on his private jet, literally just to take photos of him. I could see Drake being that annoying friend who thinks they're an Insta model and like makes you take photos of them before you can literally do any activity where you go. But, you know, I'm not mad at it, Champagne Poppy. You look very good. So let's talk about what we can learn from this. I think something we can learn from this is to normalize plastic surgery in men. I think it's awesome that he did get it, even if, you know, we're assuming that he did. I think it's awesome that he get it, and it helps normalize males wanting to enhance their physical appearance and look better. When women get work done, they're definitely judged, but it's considered normal. But I feel like when men get work done, they're judged. That's just the same way that women do. But not only that, but men are kind of ridiculed for, you know, being too vain, not acting like men. They're acting like a woman, or they're gay, which is like the worst thing for some men. So I don't like that's kind of the stigma around male plastic surgery, and I think this normalizes it a lot. I think we need to accept that men have feelings and want to look good too, and are so much more insanely self-conscious than you think, even if they're Drake, you know, one of the biggest stars on the whole planet. Every man has insecurities just like every woman does. We're just kind of trained not to talk about them as much. So yeah, I'm happy he didn't let the homophobia and like sexism that comes along with wanting to look proper and sleek and fresh and cunty. I'm glad he didn't do that. And Drake's a dad now, and you know, he doesn't want a dad bod. So I'm glad he did all this, and he's helping normalize plastic surgery for men, which will maybe help me one day, you know? So thank you, Drake.
Yeah. I heard Poppy outside. And he got the double R, drop it outside. Check the weather and it's getting real, I'll be outside. I'ma drop this shit and have these pussies dropping like some motherfucking type of nigga that can't look me in the eyes. I despise when I see you, better put that fucking pride to the side. Many times, plenty times, I survive. Beef is live, spoiler alert, this nigga dies. Keep
bleaky. So the next thing I want to talk about is the fact that Kim Kardashian unfollowed Pete Davidson's best friend Miley Cyrus on Instagram yesterday. And this was global headlining news even more than climate change, COVID, anything like that. Kim Kardashian unfollowed Miley Cyrus, and we need to get to the bottom of why. So let's begin. Kim Kardashian first followed Miley on December 10th. Yeah, she really wasn't following her for a long time at all. She just started following her last month. She started following her when Pete and Miley were doing their whole press rounds on The Tonight Show and things like that, promoting their New Year special. And now, on January 3rd, after their whole New Year special was over, Kim Kardashian not so subtly unfollowed Miley Cyrus. But on the other hand, Miley still follows Kim. And no one knows why Kim would do that, considering Pete and Miley are such good friends and hang out all the time, and there's a big likelihood that they would maybe cross paths again and it would be awkward. We have not heard anything from Kim, and we don't have any sources from her saying anything either, so a lot of fan theories have been going off online, especially the Miley Cyrus fans who are pissed, rightfully so. One of the Miley Cyrus fans on Twitter said, "Smilers, we won. I want Miley away from this bitch. She followed Miley after Miley followed her back, and then she stopped following her. Kim Kardashian, fuck you, and I hope Miley sits on Pete so you go crazy." Oh my God, someone else says, "I honestly see Pete and Miley as a better couple. Kim probably does too, so of course she's not having any of it." Saying that Kim is jealous. And that's actually the theory that we're going to talk about today. A lot of people on Twitter are thinking that Miley's actions with Pete, promoting their whole show and on social media over these past few months, is what was making Kim upset. Miley has been extremely flirty with Pete, to be honest. I've noticed it this whole time, ever since they made their first appearance together. For over a month, she's been really flirty. And I think that would make any girlfriend mad, even if Miley's just doing it to get ratings for their NBC New Year's Eve special. I think that would make any girlfriend mad. Miley has been doing really a lot. If you guys didn't see them on The Tonight Show, she sang a whole song to him called "It Should Have Been Me," where she was basically insinuating that she is jealous that that Pete is with Kim and she has a crush on Pete and she wants to be with him. She was making Instagram posts saying that they're going to make their debut as a couple on their New Year's Eve special. She was tweeting things about his penis, saying that's big and all that. Miley was going to Pete's house after their press tour. They were often going out to eat together. I saw a lot of photos of them out to eat. They were mostly in groups when they went out to eat, but still, they were hanging out. Miley was going to Pete's house after. Like, that's a big deal to me. Basically, anytime that Pete was in New York and they were doing promo, apparently they were hanging out the whole time. And there's even rumors, people are saying in my TikTok comment section and on Twitter, so nothing confirmed from sources or anything, but there's rumors that Miley actually has feelings for Pete. And I think all of this is making Kim keep an eye out for Miley in general, and that could be the reason that Kim had to unfollow her. Maybe Kim is jealous and Kim kind of wanted to signal to the world, to Miley, and maybe even to Pete, you know, back off a little bit. Kim isn't one to get jealous or be threatened most of the time, but if you guys watch that New Year's Eve special, you saw and felt the palpable chemistry between Miley and Pete. That's what everyone was saying afterwards, all their skits together. They were so on the same page. Their comedy flowed at the same time. They bounced off of each other so well the whole show. And it just looked like they were having the best time. So their chemistry is definitely something that can make Kim jealous. And honestly, would make me jealous. Because even though maybe Miley, you know, isn't a Kardashian and not a billionaire, you really can't replace good chemistry with someone. So if Kim can't get jealous with other things, that's something that would definitely make him jealous. Did you guys know that even Pete and Miley have matching tattoos? I didn't even know this. So they got matching tattoos when Pete was on SNL one time. And I forgot what it said. It's like one small word on their feet. If I was Kim Kardashian, the number one woman that I would be afraid of taking my man would be Miley Cyrus. And that could potentially be the reason she unfollowed her. I guess there's some other theories maybe why Kim unfollowed Miley. Even though I don't really believe them, because Kim and Miley were friends. They have been friends for a long time. I remember them like interacting at award shows, like tweeting at each other and stuff. So maybe one theory is that after the New Year's Eve special, Miley was going to stop posting Pete content. So Kim no longer cared what Miley was doing and just kind of casually unfollow her. That could be something. Or maybe Kim unfollowed Miley because Pete and Miley are getting a lot of press right now because they're amazing show and their chemistry. So maybe Kim knew it'd be extra PR if they were a PR stunt and their Hulu show is premiering this month. So maybe Kim is just a genius. Or some people were saying that this was an accident. I don't think that at all. I don't think Kim does anything by accident, especially unfollow people. Kim unfollows people with intent. If you remember when Tristan cheated like the second time, Kim, one of the first things she did when she found out, she was like, what a loser. And then she opened Instagram. She was like, I'm unfollowing him. And then she looked to unfollow him and he blocked her. And she was like, he blocked me. Anyway, Kim unfollows with major intent. So I think there's something going on there. And I'm going to guess she is jealous just because I'm messy and live for the drama. Let's do a little Kim and Pete update anyway. So regardless of if Miley likes Pete, Pete is back in Kim's arms. Now, yes, their relationship is still going strong, and they took another huge step, which was going on vacation together. Kim and Pete are currently, as I speak to myself in my basement, in the Bahamas, and they took Kim's private jet to get there. I'm sure after not spending Christmas Eve or New Year's together, they were just dying to be together and had to go get away and be sexy together on a private island. And Kim was like, you know what Miley doesn't have that I have that I can remind Pete of? $1 billion and a private jet. So ha ha ha, they're off in the Bahamas together, furthering their connection. Oh my God, Pete is like The Bachelor. He's like going on like these like one-on-ones with people. Girls are like dying to get time with him. Isn't it crazy to think that Kim might get jealous and that Pete could break up with Kim if he wanted to? I mean, that would be the worst business move of his life. But, you know, Pete could potentially, apparently, get with other rich women. So that's crazy that even Kim can get jealous. Wow. So I guess what can we learn from the whole Miley unfollowing Pete situation? I think what we can take from this is that everyone gets jealous and feels insecure sometimes. No one is immune to feeling those feelings, even if you are seemingly perfect and there's nothing wrong with you. Everyone is human and can feel jealous from time to time. So I guess just understand that jealousy is normal and everyone gets jealous from time to time. We all still get jealous, like Nick Jonas said. So that is what we can learn from this. And I think we're really going to get our answer about why Kim unfollowed Miley if Pete and Miley stop being friends. That is what I want to look out for. So I'm waiting for that. Speak now or forever hold your peace. And I'll sit up. I said it should have been me. Oh, it should have been me. I jumped right out of my seat and said it should have been me. Pete Davidson, how are you gonna do this to me? Oh, oh yeah, should have been me. In that Lamborghini leaving that nice house restaurant. I'm going to watch a movie in frickin' Staten Island. Oh, it should have been me. Okay, so the final thing I want to talk about is one of the most unfortunate stories I have heard in the long year it's already been, in the 5 days of 2022. That's been filled with a lot of crazy shit already. And that is the fact that Mari has confirmed that Tristan Thompson is the father of a newborn baby boy that was conceived while he was still with Chloe. Oh my God. This is what happens when you give someone four chances to cheat on you again. They're eventually going to cheat on you so bad that they have a baby with someone else. Tristan confirmed the news on his Instagram and he said that he is the father of Marley Nicholas's baby that she had a few weeks ago. Everyone on Twitter is basically saying that we all already knew that and Chloe was the last to find out. But Tristan just posted about it. He put up an apology to Khloé right after he told the world the news, because that's what we were all expecting from him anyway, or all wanting from him at least. He said on his Instagram story, "Khloé, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve the heartache and the humiliation I have caused you. You don't deserve the way I've treated you over the years. My actions certainly have not lined up with the way that I view you. I have the utmost respect for you and love you. Regardless of what you may think, again, I'm so incredibly sorry." That's the kind of apology you give to someone when there's literally just nothing else left to say, when you fucked up so much. And we know that it's bad because Khloé's ex, Lamar Odom, is basically shitting on Tristan Thompson too and saying that Khloé deserves better, and he wishes that he can talk to her again. All these toxic men trying to get back in Khloé's life. But that's when you know it's bad, when Lamar Odom wants to make Khloé feel better. That's when you know it's fucked up. And the world is giving Khloé a lot of grief, saying that this is so embarrassing for her, that she keeps taking him back, and this is like the fourth or fifth time that he's cheated on her. Oh my god, and to make matters worse, he conceived the child the night after Khloé threw him a really expensive and extravagant 30th birthday party. Like, the fact that he can even trace back the day that he cheated on her is so embarrassing for him, and this situation is so unfortunate. And if I was Khloé, I wouldn't know whether to kill him or kill myself first. Anyway, people are basically saying that this is more embarrassing for Khloé than it is for Tristan. Let's read some tweets on Twitter. Someone said, "Lamar Odom on crack was a better man to Khloé Kardashian than Tristan Thompson." Someone else said, "Khloé Kardashian, okay, I dyed my hair and did some crunches, and maybe now he won't cheat on me. Tristan Thompson." And it's a video of a basketball player like laughing his ass off. Someone else said, "I still can't believe Tristan went and got another woman pregnant 24 hours after Khloé threw a birthday extravaganza for him. LMFAO. I just can't believe someone could cheat on someone so disrespectfully. Like, come on, have some goddamn respect. Shit. Oh, well, we all knew he was a clown. Anyway." And lastly, someone said, "Tristan Thompson is better at playing Khloé than he is at playing basketball." I mean, I've never watched him play basketball. Can we also talk about how Tristan is really not that cute? Like, he's another man that I'm like, how is he even getting all these women in the first place? He's really not that cute. And have you ever seen him walk? He walks like there is literally something up his butt and he's trying to like clench it so it stays there. Anyway, not only is he fucking with Khloé, but he's also fucking with Marley, the girl who he now has a baby with, because he made like a lot of defamatory statements and declarations about Marley over the past few months, talking about her character and talking about things that she was trying to get out of having his baby for him and things like that, and all of which were just completely horrible statements, really embarrassing for him. So both the women in this situation are going through it and they don't deserve that. And it's really unfortunate that Tristan is so fertile. He should really just get a vasectomy. They work. My dad got a vasectomy 2 days after I was conceived. And they said they kind of wanted to roll the dice like one more time because they knew they wouldn't have a baby ever again. And they did get pregnant with me. So having a vasectomy works, and I think he should do that. Anyway, let's talk about how Khloé is doing now, after this horrible news came out, which, by the way, I feel like she knew in the summer when she first broke up with Tristan in like June, a few months after his birthday. I feel like she's known for a while. But anyway, friends are saying that Tristan was trying to get a hold of Khloé, trying to talk to her, but she would not respond to him. And Tristan even went to the gym that Khloé works out at to try to like wait outside for her and then talk to her. But allegedly Khloé worked out at home the last few days because she knew that Tristan might want to show up there, because maybe he's just as toxic as, you know, interpersonally as he is with cheating on her. Maybe he's just a all around toxic person, and she knew that he would do that. So she's been working out at home, so she did not get to talk to her there. And apparently she's just been trying her best to stay positive and take care of herself both mentally and physically and continue to make True her first priority. That's what her source says to Entertainment Tonight. I feel like that's kind of what she's been doing for the last few months, though, and really ever since she had True. I feel like that's really what Khloé's been trying to do ever since she became famous, to be honest, just take care of herself and try to get through. So I know Khloé will get through it. She's been through this before, and she'll be fine, and I really hope one day she finds someone who does not do that to her, because if I was her, I would not be like chill with Tristan and just being like, oh, I'm just going to work on myself now. Like, I would be vengeful. I would get revenge in any way I could. I'd put Nair in his shampoo bottle. I would burn his clothes. Fuck, she's Khloé Kardashian. She could ruin his reputation even more. She could make sure no one ever wants to talk to him ever again. If any girl is even still considering it, she could do that. So what can we learn from this? I think we can learn that it's way more embarrassing for the man in this situation when they cheat on someone than it is for the person who gets cheated on, even if the woman gave him a lot of chances. Because think about it, we would probably do the same thing. When you love someone, you want to give them chances and you want to see the good in them. So I don't think it's necessarily embarrassing for Chloe that she saw the good in them. I know it's hard to stop people, to stop giving people that you really love and want to see do better. It's hard to stop giving them chances. But unfortunately, I think we can learn that people don't change. And after a while, you just need to give up. A cheater is a cheater. And if you are a cheating-ass man out there, what I think you can learn, if you're listening to this podcast, cheating-ass man, if you can't be monogamous, don't commit to someone, you selfish asshole. If you're committing to them just so like you still have them around, but you still want to go sleep with other people, that is insanely selfish, and you should just learn that monogamy is maybe just not in the cards for you. Now you want to say you're sorry. Now you want to call me crying. Now you got to see me wilding. Now I'm the one that's lying, and I don't feel bad about it. It's exactly what you get to stop interrupting my grinding. I ain't interrupting my grinding. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pop Culture University today. Let's review what we learned from Drake getting liposuction. We learned that male plastic surgery should be normalized and it's totally okay for men to want to look better and we shouldn't judge them for it. From Miley and Kim, we learned that everybody is capable of getting jealous, even if they're the most well-off person in the world. Everyone is human and feeling a little bit of jealousy is okay. And lastly, from Chloe and Tristan, we learned that even though it's hard to stop giving people chances, eventually you just have to. And if you're a cheating-ass man, stop wasting people's time and stop being monogamous. So thank you to all the celebrities that we can learn from today. And if you enjoyed your time here, please give us a rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You don't even have to write a review. You could just drop a 5-star and leave, and I'd be so appreciative. So again, thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you have the best rest of your day. And yeah, class is dismissed.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.